Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! Welcome to the sixth round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and this is a big deal because this is the sixth round, which is basically one-third of all the rounds. So things are going to start getting pretty clutch here on who wins and who loses. I have three contestants here tonight. One new contestant and as well. And our old reigning champ from last semester.
So old.
I know, right? Not older than me, though.
So old.
I'll just make my glorious return to the battlefield.
So we can get there in your walker.
Wow.
Wow. We have Chris, Brad, and Anna. Say hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
Chris is the one who won last time, just FYI. All right.
So what
we might have missed is that last week was President's Day. And so I thought about it, and one thing that presidents do really well is give speeches.
True.
So tonight's question is, what is the best movie speech? And that is the topic. And they have all chosen, but we'll see who chose wisest. All right, so Brad, you are up first. Which speech did you pick?
I went with Bluto's big speech from Animal House.
Hmm. Good choice.
Yeah.
That's a very good speech.
Right? That's a great speech.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what is it?
I actually kind of went along with the whole President's Day theme and picked the President's speech from Independence Day.
I knew it in my mind. I was going to do it, but I figured I'd let you take it.
Well, you should have stolen it then.
I wasn't going to steal it. Mine's better.
We'll see about that.
All right, Anna, what speech did you pick?
Okay, well, I am glad I didn't need a backup plan for this, and I went for the freedom speech in Braveheart.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right.
Ironically enough, that was my backup.
That was my backup to your backup.
Oh, really?
Well, you know what? It's better than a backup, so, you know.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. All right, so we can all agree these are three great speeches.
Mine's the best.
Yes.
Well, I mean, right. Mine is the best.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put a little pause. We're going to put a pin in it, and we're going to watch all these speeches real quick, and then we're going to go straight into the arguing. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds right. Good.
Bring it.
And we are back. That was fun. Very amusing, actually. I really enjoyed watching those.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch all those movies.
Don't we all?
I can't believe you haven't seen Animal House before.
I haven't seen Animal House before. I
can't believe you two have not seen 50% of this room has not seen Animal House, Chris.
Well, hey, you know, at least we can speak.
It happens. It happens.
It doesn't happen.
So, concerning Animal House, Independence Day, and Braveheart, which is the best speech? That's the part where you argue about it.
We're waiting for you to say go.
Go?
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. All of our speeches deal with roughly the same thing. These people, they are fighting against tyranny.
Okay.
Chris's things is dealing with the human race uniting as a whole to fight against the aliens. You're dealing with Scotland getting together to fight against the English, and I'm dealing with a bunch of guys getting together to fight against the people that are being unfair to them. And of those three, which one sounds the most heroic? It's probably one of your two, right?
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, but which one happens more? How often do you go out and fight aliens, Chris? And how often do you have to fight all of England, Anna?
You know, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, maybe I would. But it's... here's the thing, is Animal House is a great movie because it's basically a spoof off the entire Greek system, but also it's about... It's real. It's much more down to earth than these other two things. And
what fun is that?
What fun is that? The movie is considered one of the greatest movies of all time.
So is mine.
Yeah, but my movie didn't drive any of my actors insane.
That's how you know you did a good movie. I mean, hey, Dark Knight, anyone? Yeah.
Too soon, man.
Sorry.
Too soon for Heath Ledger.
To be fair, it's been 8 years. So.
All right. Yeah. All right. But here's the thing. There are no turns in this nonsense. You will sit down and shut up or you will take your turn from me.
This is not Risk. There are no turns.
Fair enough.
This is war.
People are inspired by all of those speeches, but I think that Animal House has more applicability to everybody's lives.
Does Animal House have Mel Gibson speaking in a Scottish accent, though?
No, that's true.
No, it doesn't.
And thank God for that. Let me tell you, that accent is absolutely horrible.
Okay, but let's
just
be real here.
Absolutely nonsense.
Let's be real, though. Okay. Just seriously.
Say words if you're going to say words.
Don't even
say
start
words.
With me. Anyway, I get the whole realism thing that you're trying to say. People like real stuff in movies. But you know what they like more? They like things that are really sensationalized and things that really shouldn't be happening, but you never know. Maybe it could be. Maybe there could be aliens out there that are going to come to Earth and just to try to destroy us. You never know.
I hope not, for the record.
I know. I really hope not, too. But
you got to be prepared.
Exactly. You got to be prepared. Here's the thing. None of your movies, while the speeches are great and I love both movies, this is talking about the entire world coming together to save our planet. Essentially, world peace without actual peace because we're actually fighting aliens. But when
are
we ever going to see
that? You just contradicted yourself with that entire statement.
Well, not really, because it's world peace amongst us. That's what the whole deal is. We're uniting together to fight a common foe. That's what it's really about. It's the entire world coming together. You're never really going to see that because, let's be honest, people don't get along. But it's something that people want to see. They want to see everyone get along. They want to see world peace and all this good stuff. They want to see everyone uniting like we have here. Yours, it's the Scottish people going against the English. Yours is that. I'm pointing to the wrong person.
To the wrong people.
Yeah.
Chris is confused.
It's a bunch of Greek frat boys going up against the establishment.
It's not like the entire
Greek system.
It's the everyday fight, man. These little battles that we have every day in our life.
Exactly.
We wake up in the morning and we have to fight the tyranny that is everybody in charge that isn't us.
Let me just say this. Movies are a form of escapism. We watch movies so that we can escape real life.
Yes.
So therefore, what makes watching a bunch of Greek people just
because
fight each other? Because you
happen.
Watch... Shush.
That doesn't happen in real life.
Yes, it does!
No,
yes, it does!
Nobody... Okay.
As an outsider looking in, I can see the Greek people fight. It happens.
But they're not fighting other Greek people. They're fighting...
Isn't that the whole point of Greek... what's it called?
Okay, but let's be real here, Brad.
Greek week, not Greek.
How
week.
Many times have we discussed in our meetings things that we think are unfair with the establishment here?
Yeah.
That's the exact same concept.
All right, but let's talk about that.
Aren't you guys fraternity brothers? You're arguing right now.
All right, first off, your guys lost, so...
They went down fighting.
They did, but so did these guys. Here's the thing, is we talk about that in our meetings, but we don't actually do anything about it, or we do things about it, but we don't go out and we don't completely destroy an entire town because there is some nonsense going on. And it's more than nonsense. He's being essentially a dictator. All I'm saying is that you guys are talking about these big, non-realistic fights, and it's great, and it's a wonderful speech, but it's inspiring to the people in the movie. It's not inspiring to me. What inspires me, what inspires the everyday man and the person watching, is this guy, Bluto, who has been a complete moron throughout the entire movie, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Gets up, and he sees something wrong with the people around him, his friends and his brothers, and he says, look, this is nonsense. We are letting people do things to us that we should not be allowing them to do. Throughout the movie, the dean is kind of he's almost on the level of some of like the aliens.
But
or
was
something.
It a matter of life and death?
Exactly.
At least in Braveheart, it's a matter of life and death. They could die out there fighting for their freedom. The people of the Earth in Independence Day, they're fighting. To
I don't
stave
even have to
annihilation.
Argue for my movie. Chris is doing it for me.
Yeah, you.
I'm already won,
see,
as far as I'm concerned.
You see, it makes it all the much better when there's a matter of, oh my gosh, I could die doing this, or we could be entirely annihilated as a species because of this.
Yeah, so you have no choice but to fight. When any animal that is backed into a corner fights to get out of that corner because he has no option to. If the humans sit down and let that happen, then they die. If actually...
Don't hit my mic.
I'm sorry, it doesn't apply so much to hers. but which is why I think hers should get second. If the humans, right. I do. If the humans mm-hmm. just sit down and
I think, deep down, mine's gonna win.
Whatever. sit down and let it happen. The aliens will destroy them. It's basic survival instinct. All you're doing, all the president's doing, is whipping them into shape for something they're already gonna do. In our movies, at least, the armies are getting ready to leave. They're getting ready to not fight. They are giving up entirely on themselves.
Army of Greek boys.
Have you ever seen all Greek boys get together and do one thing?
I'd rather not.
It was one fraternity, Brad.
Tell me one fraternity does not make up
the entirety of the Greek system.
Tell me one fraternity is not an army. Have you ever seen morons get together and decide to do something?
It's still not entirely Greek. You can't say one fraternity represents the entire Greek system and put it up like
that. I'm not saying they represent the Greek system.
That's basically what you're trying to say.
That movie is a terrible representation of the Greek system.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, in the movies, are the people being talked to are disillusioned. They're depressed, and they are not ready to fight. Your guys are already doing that. They're getting ready to get in the planes and go do it as we speak. The president is basically doing his job.
But you don't think that while they're getting ready, that they're thinking the entire time, what the heck am I doing? Why am I here?
I do think they've got doubts. And the president, I'm not saying the speech isn't wonderful. The speech is great. But it's not to the same level as these other two.
Can we just take a moment and realize...
All of Scotland is deciding
to
flee.
You have been dominating this. Be quiet. Let me speak.
All of Scotland is running away. Like cowards.
Yes, and then like, he talks to them, and then they all just... You're absolutely right. At first, they're going like, no, dude, we're not going to do this, because then we're all going to die. But the power of his speech and his persuasiveness...
His persuasiveness?
It's a word.
No, I'm aware, but the way you said the word, I thought was funny. Persuasiveness.
Whatever. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
He's already accomplished his goal.
No, he hasn't. He may have stunned me, but he didn't knock me down. Anywho. So, he's... can't speak. He is able to persuade them to go and fight. Your guys didn't... they were persuaded at the end.
And you haven't seen the last... The last, like, 20 minutes of the film.
No, I haven't. I'll give you that.
They proceed to do absolutely wondrous things. It's amazing.
To be fair, Brad...
Tell me it's not amazing, Chris.
Let Anna speak.
Okay, to be fair, you guys look completely stoned throughout that entire scene.
They're not stoned.
They look like it, though.
They're depressed. Yeah, and your guys look...
Like awesomeness, like warriors, because that's what they are. Because they're actually fighting for something reasonable instead of their Greek pride.
But they're
not
ready to fight.
You don't have to be. That's why it's called Braveheart. They have a brave heart.
Here's my thing here. When we're taught the way that this discussion's been going, we're talking about speeches that want to make you get up and do something.
That's the point of speech.
Are you about to tell me that the independence speech makes me want to get up and go fight aliens, Chris? Because sit down if you are.
It makes you want to get up and run through a wall.
No,
okay?
False.
But what yours does makes you laugh because he can't even talk.
He can talk.
Barely.
He manages to get a whole speech out. It's the most inspiring moment.
It takes forever to get even a remote reaction out of everybody in that room. They're just sitting there looking at him like, what is this idiot doing?
Yeah. Then the same thing happens with William Wallace. The only reason they listen to William Wallace is because he's William Wallace.
Reacting and they're like actually communicating with him. You guys are just sitting there like,
They're a little bit defeated.
But the
depressed.
Whole Animal House speech is meant to make you laugh. It's a comedy. These other movies, Independence Day, Braveheart, they're meant to make you want to get up and do something. It's like the great speeches you see in sports. After you hear those, you want to get up and run through a brick wall for the person giving the speech.
But
you don't have that with Animal House.
You didn't pick any sports
that
speeches.
That doesn't mean
Chris.
That it doesn't apply. Yeah,
what does sports have to do with anything?
Not everything is sports, Chris.
Just shut up, Brad. Just shut up.
Shut up about your sports, Chris.
And it does make me want to get up and run through a wall. That speech is super inspiring.
Not really.
It is.
I was not inspired whatsoever.
All it does is make me laugh.
Do I look inspired? For the people listening, I do not look inspired.
Thank you for that, for remembering the podcast is an audio medium.
Yes, I know what I'm doing, clearly.
I'm not saying that you don't.
I'm saying that I don't, but I also do.
Just for the record, this is hilarious for me.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I think we can wrap it up now.
Can we do last-minute things?
No.
What?
I'm done listening to you.
Your last-minute thing will turn into another five-minute discussion.
It won't.
Yes, it will.
I'll keep it under 2 minutes.
No.
I'll keep it under 1 minute.
You've already wasted an entire minute, probably, with this thing. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So here's the honest truth. I couldn't even answer my own question this week.
There are so many good
Well,
stories.
I already answered it for you, so you don't have to.
It's very difficult, but it's not a matter of which ones I like more. So,
you have to say the answer.
Brad, you put up a very good fight, but you got bashed a lot this round.
I did.
And so between the bashing...
I thought I kept my... I blocked pretty well some of the bashing.
You did, but there was a lot of bashing. And so between the bashers, the only problem is that Chris helped Anna too much. So Anna, this is like unheard of. First time winning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First timer winning.
I'll be back.
I will destroy you once again.
No, you won't. Anyway.
Next time you won't get any help.
All right. So apparently 50% of the people in this room have not seen Animal House. If you're listening to this podcast, watch Animal House. It's so good. I can't tell you what to do. Free will and all that. Dude, it's so good.
If you're listening to the podcast, you just went deaf.
Yes.
Also, I'm sorry.
Oh, I need to do closer. Right. Real quick. Be sure and tune in next week for round 7 with Brad hosting. It'll be a lot of fun, only here on Cinema Central.
The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.